Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who issued a report in April on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, will testify in open session before the House of Representatives Judiciary and Intelligence Committees on July 17th. Democratic chairman of the two panels said that Mueller agreed to testify after the two committees issued subpoenas on Tuesday. Mueller has not spoken publicly about his report in weeks since he said in a statement then the decision not to charge President Trump was a difficult one and that it was not clear he was innocent of obstructing justice. Mueller said if the special counsel's office had been certain that Trump did not commit crimes, it would have said so in the report. Trump has been highly critical of the process, repeatedly calling the investigation a witch hunt. Following the announcement Mueller would testify before the congressional committees, Trump sent out a short tweet saying, "Presidential harassment." During a visit to Afghanistan, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Trump administration is aiming for a peace deal in the war-ravaged country by September. Pompeo's visit on Tuesday came as American and Taliban negotiators are scheduled to meet in Qatar later this week for the next round of talks in their months-long dialogue aimed at finding a political settlement to the Afghan war. The U.S.-Taliban dialogue process is primarily focused on working out a timeline for the withdrawal of American and NATO forces from Afghanistan. In return for assurances, international terrorists will not be allowed to use Taliban-controlled areas for attacks against other countries. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. An El Salvadoran man and his 23-month-old daughter appear to have died while trying to make it across the Rio Grande River on the U.S.-Mexico border. A searing photograph circulating by news groups and on social media show the two face down in shallow water, boosting attention on the circumstances of migrants who face long waits times for adjudication of asylum cases at the border. A total of 283 migrant deaths were recorded last year. The toll so far this year has not been released. Meanwhile, Mexico is stepping up its own crackdown on immigration in response to U.S. pressure, with much of the focus on slowing the flow in the country's southern border. The fiancé of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has taken her campaign for justice over his grisly slaying to the UN's top human rights body. We get more on the story from Charles de la Desma.
Turkish citizen Hatice Cengiz has urged the UN to take the next step following a blistering report from an independent investigator on alleged Saudi involvement in Jamal Khashoggi's slaying. Cengiz says she hasn't gotten over the October 2 killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. She remains haunted by the prospect that Khashoggi might not really be dead because his body has never been found. Cengiz was speaking on the theme Silencing Dissent, which mostly criticised alleged rights abuses in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The U.S. presidential election is not until late next year, but 20 Democratic presidential contenders are set to debate each other the next two nights to give Democratic voters a first look at whom they might pick, want to pick, that is, as the party's nominee to try to oust Republican President Donald Trump. Although candidates have been campaigning for months in the early states where Democrats next year will hold presidential party nominating contests, including Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, for millions of Americans watching on television, it will be their first chance to size up the candidates and see whether they find someone they might favor over Trump. Despite a robust U.S. economy, a normal election year barometer favoring an incumbent U.S. president's election, re-election that is, Trump is by no means a shoo-in for a second four-year term. The Midwestern U.S. state of Illinois became the 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana on Tuesday, and first to do so through its legislature rather than a ballot initiative. The governor, J.B. Pritzker, said signing the bill into law was the right thing to do.
With this legislation, our state once again is a leader, putting forward the most equity-centric cannabis legalization in...
That was J.B. Pritzker. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music now.